President Trump spoke at Central Piedmont Community College today to tout Opportunity Zones, part of his 2017 tax overhaul. He also talked about his acquittal by the Senate this week in his impeachment trial. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The president's speech came on the same day the Department of Labor reported the nation added 225,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate stayed at 3.6%. That strong jobs report gave the president a boost when touting his Opportunity Zones, a program that allows people to sell stock and delay taxes so long as they invest that money in economically depressed areas. But critics say wealthy developers are getting tax breaks for projects they would have built anyway. There are 17 zones in Charlotte, west, north, and east of uptown.
To lift up underserved communities across the nation, our tax cuts created nearly 9,000 opportunity zones, again, Tim Scott, including more than 250 right here in North Carolina. So that's something. 250 in North Carolina. Long-term investment in these communities is now taxed at zero.
Trump framed the opportunity zones as part of his overall efforts to help African Americans. That includes the First Step Act, passed in 2018 with bipartisan support. It's designed to make the criminal justice system more fair.
Remember, I used to say, what do you have to lose? I was in a room, and it started, and I'm reading off economic numbers, the worst crime numbers, worst housing ownership numbers, worst everything, just worst education.
Trump said he's helping minority voters.
You've been with the Democrats for 100 years, 112 to be exact, but for 100 years, over 100 years, and they treat you badly.
Trump began his speech, however, by mentioning his acquittal Wednesday in his impeachment trial.
It was the impeachment hoax. And now that's a thing of the past. So now they have a failed impeachment hoax. They can put that on their resume. That doesn't go good on a resume. That's a failed hoax. Every one of them have to put it right on that resume.
A number of Republicans attended, including Congressman Dan Bishop of Charlotte and U.S. Senator Tom Tillis. Here's what Trump said about Tillis.
We had a good relationship, but we sort of disagreed on a couple of minor policies, and that's okay. Of course, I won't put up with it for long, Tom Tillis. He's been a great friend.
Tillis, who's running for re-election, had questioned last year Trump's plan to declare an emergency declaration to build the border wall. After conservatives criticized him, he quickly changed his position. Tillis has since been a close ally of the president. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.